Okay. It says on Shabbos, a person has to have Geula next to Tefillah. They have to say Gal Yisrael right away to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Don't stop, even for Kaddish, Kedusha, or Baruch.
I'm sorry, don't stop what?
Don't stop. You said Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael. Don't stop Shmoneh Esrei right away, even on Shabbos. Now the Ramah says if you're in trouble, you can stop. For example, yeah, you can stop. For example, let's say, you know, you really want to really daven the minyan. You feel like you're missing something that a minyan, let's say. And you're daven with the minyan, they started pretty early, but they're really slowing down. Like this once happened to me in Sanz. In Sanz, I was daven with the tzibur. It sounds in Tanya. In Tanya, they suddenly start to sing. So they sing their beautiful song, and I was like, there's no way they're making the time. They're going to just miss this man's tefillah. So theoretically, I'm supposed to daven alone. What do? I do? Go to the cold room? You're not going to stay in the shul and daven. And Koskin, the Hasidic shul, where like they hold this is what you should do, and they don't care about this man's tefillah for whatever reason, I certainly can't just like daven there. So what's going to be? Like, what do I do now? I was kind of late to go anywhere else, so I didn't know what to do. So I'm like, you know what? I'll say to Gal Yisrael and the Ramo. I'll say Gal Yisrael. And I'll wait for Shmoneh Esrei so I don't look completely, you know, I don't have anywhere to go, I don't have anywhere to. So I'll wait. And that's what I did. No one noticed. That was Shmoneh Esrei with them. And that's the Ramo. So if you have to, you rely on that Ramo, but it's better by far to say Gal Yisrael and then Tefillah. If you're able. Some say that this you have to make Geula next to Tefillah is only by during the weekday, but Yom Tov or Yom Tov. But on Shabbos you don't have to. He says, why do we have to do Geula Tefillah? It says Yom Hashem b'Yom Tzara, and then Yotzen Rifi. So you see, you wanna put the Tefillah next to Gal Yisrael. Sorry, the Gali, right? Geula, and then Yom Hashem b'Yom Tzara. Shabbos is not a Torah, so you don't have a problem with this. Yom Tov is also Yom Adin. So it's good to be stringent in this if you don't need it, if you don't have to interrupt. So again, there are big differences. I mean, if you are a person, there are certain times when he's davening and kids can get in his way or something, so then on Shabbos, if you say Gal Yisrael and then someone's having a major attack and he has like a choice. Either I rush my Shmoneh Esrei, fly through it without no kavana, or I stop and I go do what I have to do, and then I come back, you stop, and what do you have to do? Because the child is there is. If you need to, you can rely on it. That's the Ramah. Not like the Rebbeinu Shammai going with the Machaber, like Kilo does with the other opinion. Just for example, you can say I'm in Yehi Shmei Rabba if you have to. Again, you have to really be in dire straits, that's for sure. Yeah, the Shari Tshuva, the Bir Halacha does bring the Shari Tshuva, says to be Machmir. The minig is not to be makel. Usually people are machmir. It's better, like the Benish Chai really, it's better not to interrupt. Unless, again, unless you're really going to be, you're going to have like a serious pashto, a serious problem, there is a play, there is a makom lahakir. But he's coming in, he's not that, the Bir Halacha is not, he says only a min yesh merava, because to be allowed even between Geula and Tefillah. One of the reasons why we're so careful the Gula Tfila. What does it mean to have Gula next to Tfila? So the Moral says this. Gula Tfila is because you arouse your bitachon. You say, Hashem redeemed us from Egypt, and now He's going to redeem us from our problems, from what we need now. That's one of the big reasons behind Gula Tfila. You know, we have Gula Tfila because we have to wake up our bitachon that Hashem can and will help us. And we have to know that we have no koach on our own, b'chlal. I don't have a koach on my own. That's one of the big inyan of what davening is. What is davening? Davening is the understanding and realization that it's Hashem, it's not me. That's really what it comes down to. Rav Bender was brought down from Avraham Nachman. There were two very big Ovdei Hashem. Great Ovdim. Did a lot of great things. And these two Ovdim, they had this altercation about certain things. A little bit, very, very fine difference, whatever it may be. And each one meant what he meant and thought he was right. Rav Avraham Nachman said that both their Rishpolus is not complete. And it was hard for the person who heard that to understand. Their Rishpolus wasn't complete. Do you know who these people were? They're such old men. They spent hours a day in the field. How do you say their Rishpolus isn't complete? He said, his Rishpolus has to do with searching. Maybe I'm wrong. He said, a big part of his Rishpolus is, maybe I'm wrong. Show me the truth. He said, if that's not your Rishpolus, your Rishpolus is more like, this way it should be. He says, there's something missing in this Rishpolus. It's supposed to be, you're leaving yourself open for Hashem to shine into you. He said, otherwise it's not. If you feel 100% about yourself, 1,000,000, I am there, I see, sir, but that's not the best Rishpolus. Rishpolus is supposed to be with the heart. And with some self-doubt, you say, you know, maybe I don't know, maybe not. So if you don't see maybe not in Rishpolus, huh? You're not really there. Again, in terms of completion, complete is full of this. So the whole thing, you know, tefillah, what is tefillah? Tefillah is when a person, when I daven, I'm learning that Hashem, it's Hashem. Chon HaDas is Hashem. That's why the author of Kelim, they told him about a certain person who came to Kelim. His davening was pretty average. It was an average davening. But when it came to Yerushalayim Ircha, Abdu Geula, these paragraphs in the Shemoneh Esrei, he really said with a lot of focus and cried about them. He said, what? Asking Hashem for knowledge, asking Hashem for my needs? Nah, I'm not so into that. But I get really emotional when I'm dealing with asking Hashem to build Yerushalayim and bring us back from the goals. So the Abdu Kelm said, this guy, you know, it's great that he's crying at any part of Shemoneh Esrei, but his emunah is not complete. What causes him not to cry for understanding? He thinks he has understanding. He thinks he only needs a little help for understanding. Gula, listen, here we are in Europe, I can't make the gula. Understanding? Parnasa? Help? I can handle that. I just need a little help. He said, and you're wrong. You can't handle it, and you need a lot of help. Not understanding, not tshuva, not slicha, not nothing. And nothing can you do. So that's Gula Tefillah. We realize that Gula has to do with Tefillah, and we need Hashem's help. That's what davening is during the week, especially. Now we know that even the first bracha, if you say it with Kavana, your Shemoneh Esrei works. Why? You didn't add the whole point of Tefillah is Parkasha. So again, the main point of Talmud says the main point of Tefillah is knowing that it's Hashem doing. Hashem is the one. He is the master. He is the ultimate. He is the source. So he says, even if you did that, you get it. Okay, Avraham, okay, it's okay, Yaakov. You do everything. Go to Hazan Tobin, Mugin Avraham. You're doing it. If you get that, even if the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei is not great, he said, at least you've got the main point. That's the main point of the Tefillah. The main point of the Tefillah is not just to bring down things. The main point of the Tefillah is to realize, to bring Hashem into my life and say, I cannot אני לא מסתדר. I can't do this alone. I cannot do it. I can't. I'm not able to put my kid in this theater, put my kid in that theater. I'm not able to move this thing. Why don't I move that? I can't. I can just wait for Hashem to help me. And hope to have a Yeshua, God, Yisrael, Yisraven, Tefillah, Rabbi Gula, realize, yeah, Hashem redeemed us, He'll redeem us from the future as well. And that's again what we don't, you could say the other middle blessings on Shabbos, but we don't because we're not matriarch, we don't burden people to bother. The essence of Shabbos is supposed to be, it's enough with the Shabbos, with the, we're doing the main point of the Shabbos, and then we're, it's Hashem, everything's Hashem. That's what we're supposed to be getting from our Shemesh. So yeah, I wouldn't recommend someone saying, oh, I'll daven with the daven, davening with the daven's mantfila, and then I'll go after the mantfila, I'll stop the lights, oh, it's not a great idea. If, again, if you're in trouble with the kids, you're not going to have a Shemun Esrei, you're not going to be able to be mechaven, even the first bracha, even maybe even the rest, it's not really a tefillah. The tefillah is really, really deficient. So maybe you should. I would assume that there's no choice. You rely on that leniency, even though the custom's not, it's not a great idea. Shaggy Sari says you have to. There's no choice. There's no choice. I don't know if it's a better choice to have a junk Shemun Esrei if you're the person who's going to focus and pay attention. A Shemun Esrei is not really sincere, it's not from the heart at all. It doesn't seem to be a good idea. Hard choices, these choices. So now, if you made a mistake in davening, instead of saying, Yisroch Moshe, I said Atachonin. Oops. So if you said just Ato, you say the Atikidashtu or Ato Echot, but that's only if it's not the weekday, that's only if it's not the Shachris. So then you have to, with Shachris, I have to, I had to say Atachonin, it's not Ato. If you remember that it's Shabbos, only if you didn't remember Shabbos. So if you remember that it's Shabbos, you know, you said Ato, the accident, so then you can just say Yitzchak Moshe. Why? Because if you said Ato Echad, it would work for Shabbos. And if you said Ato Kiddush, it would work. So there is a way that Ato could be Shabbos, and you meant Shabbos, so you just say Yitzchak Moshe. That you can do if you remember. Yismach Moshe. The Nisach of the Tefillah on Shabbos is Nisach Moshe. Now, even if you messed up and you forgot it Shabbos, if you say Ata, the Beresh Chai is saying at least, if you say Ata, you continue. You say Kiddush Torecha. You don't stop. Now, if you did a Nisach Moshe, you have to say Ata Chonin. You can't say Ata Nisach Moshe. But if you remember the Shabbos, then you go back and you say, okay, I remember the Shabbos, so I can say Yismach Moshe right away, because perhaps, because I could have theoretically said after Kiddush and after Echad and it would work. So after is not a totally not Shabbos, if I meant Shabbos. It's like I meant to say after Echad, after Kiddush, and I made a mistake. I would say Yismach Moshe. It's the same thing that after. That's how the Beresh Chai says. Now, if you said Atachoni, no matter what you were thinking, you totally, totally messed up. Totally messed up. You can't go back. You have to finish Atachoni, because there's no way to explain. There's no way to deal with that. Now, Musaf, you will stop in the middle, because the brachot don't belong to Musaf at all.
Hello? Yes. Hi. I am in Yeshiva. I have a shiur. So, you can call Sharona. It's 95. Right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
The Bir Alacha, the Rosh Hashanah holds this way, the Bir Alacha is not sure. He says, what happens if you know a Shabbos, you said at the Chonin, even then maybe you should just go back, because you meant, you remember the Shabbos, you just got confused. The Rosh Hashanah says you go back right away, and the Bir Alacha seems to, he's not clear, he says, I'm not sure. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't imply that though. He just says, you messed it up, it seems like you messed it up. You should theoretically finish the bracha. If you have to, you can light off a shulchan acharei, you can stop if you remember it was Shabbos.
What's the bracha you're talking about specifically?
Any of the three. Ata kidashta, Yismach Moshe, and Ata Echad. Right? That's Ata kidashta is night. Yisrach Moshe is day, and Ata Echad is Mincha. Fine. So those three brachas, what do I do with those three brachas? Those three brachas, don't say Atachonin. No Atachonin. Don't say Atachonin. No, don't do it. What do I do? If I made a mistake, if I remember the Shabbos, there's a question. Could be I stop. I know a Shabbos. I don't know, I made a mistake. Could be I should just go back. And it could be I should say the bracha, Atachonin. If I forgot it was Shabbos, I have to say Atachoni. So if I said Atachoni, I thought it's a weekday, and then I just said Ato, and it's Mayru or Mincha, I say, I remember, Ato, oops. So I can say Ato Echor or Ato Kadashta. But if it's Shachar's when Jesus Moshe, I can't say Ato Yismach, only Ato Yismach. You say Ato, you have to finish Atachoni. But if you remember the Shabbos, and you said Ata, then you could say Ata the Yisroch Moshe. Because you say, it's like he thought to say Ata Echor, Ata Kidashta. That's what I thought I was saying. I thought I was saying the Mincha prayer for Shabbos or the minor prayer for Shabbos, and that works. So when I remember in the middle, I'd say Yisma. That's what it comes out to. Shabbos, we're supposed to feel a great awe. Shabbos is supposed to be a different day than the rest of the week. In a good place, the way it's supposed to be, there's a totally different atmosphere on Shabbos. For example, in Kelm, going Kelm again, right? In Kelm, there was a very high feeling, a high charged feeling of Mechza Nefesh and Simcha and connection on Shabbos. Special feeling. Rav Nasan Vachtfogel, he was from Canada. And he loved it in Kelm. It's so beautiful. You really felt that Shabbos was a day to pick you up and build your spirituality. He said, how could it be? I felt every Shabbos I was getting something special. He said, it was time to go get a visa. Britain was telling people, you know, there's a problem with the Germans. If you're in one of these places like Poland, all these, we suggest you, the Germans are going to do war, we suggest you get out. He said, I went with the British, whoever was British, from the Kelm. So they went to the, I don't know which city it was in. They went a long way off to get the papers they needed, the visa, finish their papers to get out of the country. Maybe the capital, they wanted to leave. They needed to get whatever it was, they needed to get the papers from the embassy, maybe showing their citizen, whatever it was, and get out. I don't know what they needed. He said, so I went with all the other boys. And by Friday, you know, it'd take a long time, bureaucracy. And so they weren't going to process me until after Shabbos. He said, you'll have to come back on Sunday or Monday. He said, and I decided to take a cab back to kill. He took a horse and wagon, or I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe it was an automobile at that point, whatever it was, before World War II, I guess it must have been an automobile, right? He took a car back, he paid a lot of money. This guy was like, you're back? How could it have been processed that quickly? He said, I think he was going to like just sail, just leave. He said, no, I came back, even though I had to go back on Sunday, and it cost me a lot of money, there's one more Shabbos in Kelm. It's worth the, I don't care about the money, it's worth the feeling, the awe, the light of Shabbos. How could someone forget? How could we forget Shabbos? How could we say, oh, Atachone, no, Hashem, thank you. Like, how could we possibly, how is it possible for a person to make that mistake? It's only because we're not really connected to the light of Shabbos. We're not connected, so we forget, so we get confused. The whole week has to do with our connection to Shabbos. The whole week there's something missing in terms of my ability to connect to Hashem and Shabbos. I need to do tshuva. I need to do a serious tshuva. Say, what? Where was I on Shabbos? You know, where's Waldo? Where am I? Oh, no, I'm somewhere. Like this picture, I'm somewhere. Where am I? Where's my neshama? Where am I? Where's my connection to Hashem? What happened to me? Start to think. Say, whoa, this is a warning sign. I'm really, where am I holding? Okay. Now, there are so many levels of what Shabbos is about. He says, what if you made a mistake in your Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos and somehow you didn't even remember it in the middle? That was Shabbos. He says, Oseh Shalom. Today it's like a weekday. Oh, forgot Shabbos. What do I do now? So you said Oseh Shalom, even though you didn't put your feet back, you didn't step back. If you didn't get to Oseh Shalom, then you go back to the Shabbos part. But if you did, you have to go back all the way. He said, now what happens if I said a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and I'm so spaced out, just not feeling well, I don't know what it is. Only after Musaf do I remember, hey, wait a minute, what happened to my Shabbos? My mom said, weekday. He says, Allah is, go back. You have to go back even though you said weekday. That's what he holds. I don't remember what the Allah is there according to Mishnah Berurah. That's when he says, B'chol, that you can't go, you go back. That's how it comes out. Remember it. Now we know every instance of Shabbos, every second of Shabbos is very, very precious. Every second is very precious. Very often once we're going into the light of Shabbos, we're struggling. We're struggling very, very much to be Zocheh, to connect to Shabbos. be mechaber with the light of Shabbos. Every second that we're zocher next to the light of Shabbos is in of itself very precious. So when I miss, I remember later, oh, I did Davos Shabbos, I did Davos Shabbos. I think every step to start, first of all, that's what Nassim's Mahalik, the Rebbe's Mahalik, you have to focus on positive, number one. You cannot be focused on the negative. You can't, it's just a worry, it's just that this. The worry is, has to be on a basis, a foundation of that this is not where I am, this is not where I should be. But not a basis of depression. The idea is, say, wow, every second of Shabbos is like I'm filled the whole Torah. That's what Gemara says. So I need to grab hold of the seconds now. I need to really, really use the Shabbos properly. I need to grab the last meal, whatever I can do, I need to connect now to the essence of Shabbos. If I wasn't paid until now, I need to connect. Sometimes we can catch ourselves a little, like, not too late.
Winning shot.
Huh?
One second left, you get the winning shot.
Yeah, exactly. No, every second counts for so much. I have to just focus and connect.
It feels like
how much
Shabbos is like.
Yeah, it's like every second.
She is like a winning shot at the buzzer, you know? The grueling game. 24 hours of Shabbos, and in the last buzzer, we won.
So the tshuva.
At the buzzer.
So the tshuva, what does the tshuva mean? The tshuva means, where I say, how can I have lost out on such precious seconds? But not that I lose now. I'm so upset I can't get the ones that's left.
We're talking really about Hebrew do in the sense of checking oneself. Right?
Uh-huh. Yep. That's right.
How does one do that exactly? It's not so easy.
Well, it's not. You're right. So on the one hand,
to
you have to have a lot of bitachon. On the other hand, you have to have a lot of faith. Just say, you're taking care of me. On the other hand, I have faith in yourself and your importance and my importance. On the other hand, we have to have a stability to see it, like, maybe I'm.
Yeah.
I don't know where I am. I'm trying, but I don't know where I am. I have to be happy with the good, but like.
I was on the other day, he said, oh yeah, Hashem is everything, he's doing it, Hashem is everything. Like, yeah, you did it in the barrel, right? It's all Hashem, you did it, but Hashem made you do it in the barrel, right? Okay, and Hashem also is going to punish you, and you hit him, you did it in the pit. So it's like, yeah, it's this certain point where you have to, like, understand, you have to be part of it.
That's not where you hold.
Where do I catch that? Where do I catch that? I know Hashem is everything, but then where do I thank you for this, and but then what do I also say, okay, yeah, I didn't do the story. And if I know that's like in order, so I have to, you know, make my kids sad. Okay, I can't make my kids sad. I'm supposed to. So like, how do I fix that? Which, you know, what's my...
We can work on Simcha. But the first thing, the very first thing is to realize that, like, it's not a simple matter.
Cheshvan Nefesh.
Yeah, it's not so that the Cheshvan Nefesh has to be the foundation of Simcha. That's the first thing. Right. Otherwise, I'm not really doing Cheshvan Nefesh, I'm just hitting myself over the head. I am so bad, this is so bad. You're never going to get anywhere with that.
Right, of course. So we have to
work very, very much on Simcha. Keep on working on Simcha. Little stop. Sometimes there are different levels, right? I can tell you from my experience, right? Sometimes you're on a level where you can really learn Musar Sfarim, and they already help you. So, wow, this is like so not. I'm so not there. Oh, so not. That's already also good. You start to say, when will I ever get with the program? Like, start to wake up. I have to sleep my life away.
Because what about, like, you forget half your day anyway, so how are you going to have one on your whole day if you can't remember your whole day?
That's because I'm helping remember through joy. But it's not simple, you're right. There's no denying that it's not easy.
So you better cut up your day a little bit, do 5 minutes of Cheshvan Nefesh? Lunchtime?
You can. It depends. Maybe even 1 minute of Cheshvan Nefesh. Sometimes learning, like I said, learning different music can really help also. Just learning something that gives the kibbutz. Something, if I'm weak in simcha, learning that simcha. If I'm weak in whatever it may be, it gives a lot. But it's not, you know, it's to just see the truth. We don't see. We're blind. We blind ourselves. We're blind. We don't see. The simcha to remind us. And Sister Shem says, there's nothing new. I have nothing new to add. And everybody knows all this stuff. Just, you gotta review it and do it. That's the finish. We all know, don't get angry. We all know, no, don't make your people depressed. You have to judge the people favorably. And doing it is not so simple. We don't realize what it means not to do it. Night of Shabbos, you forgot about Shabbos, and then you hear the main Sheva that they say. So from beginning to end, it should discharge your obligation. If not, you have to go over the davening. Therefore, now usually the chazan doesn't have you in mind. Usually, so it says, therefore, if you're the chazan and you made a mistake and you say the blessing, work, it should work. Those lines. Oh boy. He says, if you're not sure whether you daven the week you daven the Shabbos davening, for sure you daven the Shabbos davening, because the stringent nature, the special nature of the day, I mean, come on, how could you possibly daven the week you daven? Look at this and say, wow, this is... Because of course you're going to remember. It must be you daven Shabbos.
You start off, you say Ata Hanatanu. That's the one that.
Yeah. It's very easy because that's what you're used to doing.
So you can stop in the middle and just go away.
Some say you stop in the middle. If you just did it because you're used to the language or whatever, the Rosh Hashanah says that you stop in the middle. If you remember it, Shabbat, that's what he says. The B'ri Aluf is not sure. Shabbos is supposed to give us that without saying it. So he shouldn't have said it. That's really what it comes down to. We don't need it. The same way.
It's
still well, man. He needs something, that's for sure.
That's why I said it.
That's so simple. So if I didn't say Shabbos, Me'ein Sheva can help me. Me'ein Sheva, this bracha, this little repetition we say. After, yeah, Me'ein Sheva. They say, like, you know, Magen Avos, right? We say a whole, there's a whole bracha, let's say. It ends with Kaddish Shabbos. If necessary, that can help you. I mean, listen, there are problems. During the winter, there's a problem. You don't say Mashmarua. There are problems. There are problems brought to the bio. It's not always helpful. These question marks there. But it's not during the winter or whatever, during the summer, whatever it is, so then it could be it could help you. Chai says, doesn't say that. He says, you messed up, you say Atachone, you have to finish the bracha.
Oh, wow.
You say Ato, that's the question. Ato, you can finish the bracha by night and afternoon. Shacharis, you can only say Yismach Moshe. If you said Ato, you meant it, you remembered the Shabbos. If not, you can't. That's how he spends.
during the day you can't?
You can if you remember Shabbos. If you remember Shabbos, you'll
tell. Night and no.
Okay, that's only saying after. The minute you said chonin, the Shulchan Aruch implies that, tough, I don't care. Again, the Rosh Hashulchan, the Bir Aloch is not sure, but the Rosh Hashulchan says, if you started it, you just use your lush, you didn't forget it's Shabbos per se. You're just like shooting off, or you know, whatever it is. So that works. So you can just stop and go back. Wherever you are, you stop. So you know it's Shabbos. You're just like saying atachoning like an accident. Sometimes your damage message is still the weird, right? You think to yourself, I have to be careful. Better stay Yisrach Moshe, better stay Tzik Dashta. Don't mess up again with atachoning, and then you forget anyway. So it's like, not forget it. It's just you're used to it, so that you can go back. It's not the same thing at all. That's what the Shulchan says. The Bir Aloch brings the possibility, but says, I'm not sure. The Mishnah Berurah, he's not sure. But if you lie, you want to lie to the Shulchan, you can. I'm not going to say it's totally questionable. So this bracha in Sheva, it's just kind of, according to Rosh Hashanah, it's a kind of repetition. You need to be... Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. He was a Rav of Nevardik. He was very, very, very erudite. He was a Dayan. The Alter Nevardik, actually, why did he pick his yeshiva in Nevardik? Because he wanted to be accepted by everyone. And he knew that there were people who had problem with the Muslim movement. So he had an arrangement with him that his students would go to Aruch HaShulchan and get smicha. And that meant a lot to everyone. That was like, whoa, this guy is an important bro. So that was his way of getting around the we're Muslim, we're not Muslim. Okay, listen, he's still important, we're still okay. He found a way to, that was why he went to the Nevardik. That was what drew him there. So he called the Alter Nevardik because of this rub. He was so important. He would sit in the Beis Din. Now, it could be that he prepared this before. I don't have any idea. But he would preside in the Beis Din a lot of the day. And there was a break. Instead of going home during the break, he had a paper and a quill or a pen, whatever he had. I don't know if they had pens even, maybe. Still quills? I don't know exactly. 100 years ago or something. Maybe a little more. And he would write from memory this incredible text of deep, like, the main points of all the halachas. And, like, where's it from and where's it going? It's very, very interesting. If you want to understand, one of my Rosh Hashivas would say, you know the halacha, but if you understand what's behind the halacha, where does it come from, and how does it develop, you need at least a halacha shofar. Yeah, that's what he does. He really develops a lot. Less detail of halacha, but develops and explains where's it from and what's going on, the main gemara. You wrote it all by heart. Not one book. Could be, again, he prepared it the night before, I don't know. But he just wrote. He wrote out all four parts of the Shulchan Aruch. We're missing some of Yodea and some of Ebenezer. We're missing. But he wrote in all of it. And he also wrote on all the halachas of Zoram, like the Rebbe Peah, whatever, all those he has on the Rambam, based on the Rambam. He wrote quite a lot. And he wrote, it's called Aruch HaShulchan Asid. And about Kachin, all the halachas of sacrifices, and Taurus. He knew it just by heart, just every day. So again, it could be even better than before, I don't know, it's still pretty good. Like he wrote the language, he says, this is Vazel Shono. This is quote. And he quote. And he's writing without a book. And quoting this, and quoting the Rambam, and quoting the Shulchan Aruch, and quoting this, and quoting that, quoting that, and he's quoting. No books necessary. I don't need a book. So did you look at it yesterday? It doesn't help as much. It's not like, so what? Who cares if you wrote 10 pages or something wrong? Who cares what? In a day. Quoting a lot of things by heart, explaining things in depth. Who cares if you looked at it yesterday? Like, if you remember, language is still pretty good. I don't know whether he did or he didn't. He was a pretty, very, very erudite wrote. So that's what he yelled. In Litha, the simple halacha went very much with the Aruch HaShulchan. They had a custom, they went very much to the Aruch HaShulchan. And, to this day, there are many Lithuanian rabbis that go with Aruch HaShulchan. Others go with Mishnah Berurah. But others, they say he trumps. The Moshe Feinstein always went with Aruch HaShulchan. So that was the custom in Litha. Mishnah Berurah against Aruch HaShulchan.
generally speaking, we go to Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't it was a very great. When they told him that the Mishnah is selling better than the Rosh Hashanah, he said, "You see, fear of heaven still counts for something. People know him as a big tzaddik; they buy his." But his, today it's like a very, very, it's a foundation sefer. It's a very important sefer for understanding of halacha.
How many volumes is it?
On Shulchan Aruch, three Ochayim, and then two Yoredeya, one Ebenezer, two Choshen Mishpat. It's eight in the regular ones, and the newer ones you can have 13 or 14. It's nicer, newer editions. You can actually read them. There's some typos. It's hard to read all of them. All of them are very hard. For a while, I had a seder in Rosh Hashanah, and I stopped it for another sefer just because the typos were so, it was so many, so hard to make out the words. It was like, this is like costing me time just trying to struggle. What does it say? I can make it out. They have a newer one, so I got that as well. Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but they have one with the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach in the bottom.
They were around the same time period?
Yeah. I think that Rosh Hashanah in the beginning quotes Mishnah Berurah, actually.
10 years ago?
Huh? Yeah, I think so. He quotes Mishnah Berurah, took him 35 years to write. I think the first volume was around. I think in the first seminar he keeps quoting Membeis. I think it's Mishnah Berurah, the first Rosh Hashanah. I think he does quote Mishnah Berurah, Membeis. That's all he quotes. He quotes him. No, Mr. Buru. His son said to him, "Why are you, you know, you're putting so much effort? You're making it so easy. I mean, who's going to even know about all the incredible efforts you put into this?" So the Chabad Chaim said, "People build the trains. Do you think anybody cares who put in all the effort to make the traction? Just get on the train, you ride. See, that's what I want. I want people to be able to get to the halacha. I don't really care how hard it was for me. It doesn't matter." That was just like really. The Saifa had a question on Mishnah Berurah. He asked him the question. He said, "What do I do about this question?" So Mishnah Berurah said, "I don't know how to answer the question, but you can rely on my psak, because when I learned it very, very thoroughly, and it's not likely that I missed your question. I had an answer. I don't know now. I learned it really thoroughly in depth."
He only did
your deal,
right?
No, or Chaim. Yeah, he was starting to. They say he was working on a bailis, but he never. We don't have. We if he had it, we don't have it. And he showed he didn't finish it. Yavtziba says, the Rechem Tzion says, this bracha me'ein sheva, right, this repetition type of thing. They had shuls in the fields, they were worried about different things, damaging people, whatever, or people being afraid of being damaged, whatever, the mazikin, whatever it was, so they said, it's because that's the main reason why they proclaimed it, a single person cannot say it. Even though our shuls are in the city, no sakana. It's sakana, so it's safe. In a place where there's no shul, you can't say it. Bracha batala.
What's that?
Huh?
It's a bracha batala.
It's a bracha that was said for naught. If you say this main sheva. Now the Rishash would say, said you say it anyway. Because he said, if any minyan, because he says like a repetition for my Rebbe of Shabbos. That's what Rishash said. But.
You don't say it if you're outside?
Huh?
Yep. You're saying you have to have a. You have to have a Kinesi. What was this? I'm sorry.
You said Meir. In my house, we have a minyan, let's say. Right. We said Meir. Can we say this special bracha at the Vayichu? So he says the halachically no. He said, but it's good to say because of the sword, it's very elevating. It draws down from the seven higher levels into him.
You're only supposed to say that in the Beit Knesset?
Yeah.
You can't say it in your house with a minion.
That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Again, the Rishash says because it's repetition, you do say it. And the Minig Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yashar says, even so, Rodaman's Ashkenaz should say it in Yerushalayim because the Minig Yerushalayim would like the Rishash in this respect for this area. But the Chemsiyam explains, he says, like you're drawing down a very, very high light with this prayer. He says, that's why it's only Shabbos, not Yom Tov. The Shabbos is the time when you can access this light.
So, okay. You just said something interesting. I wonder how the minhag of Ashkenaz Jerusalem is different, and why would you change it if a minhag is similar?
Because Rosh Hashanah said not like that, and that's how all the great people, whoever they were, did things.
So that's what.
That's enough.
All Ashkenaz are supposed to do.
And he says, Rabbi Yashub says, the minhag in Yerushalayim was to say, "Mein Sheva," even not in Shul.
So even if your minhag is different.
You should line that with the custom shalom.
So you have to change your custom based on.
Apparently, that's how it was. It's now already a long time ago. What would he say if a particular congregation moved here? I don't know, but that's what he said. Shabbos is seven brachos.
Because generally, the minhag of Yerushalayim is that women don't fast on a small.
Huh?
Women don't fast on a small.
Of many people, yeah.
In the minhag of Yerushalayim.
Uh huh.
So,
what happened was like this. You had really religious people in Yerushalayim. So, she said, I'm going to fast. She was expecting a baby. And she put her life in danger, she put her child in danger. And there was no one to talk to, they didn't care. I'm going to fast. So the sages here said, no fasting for anybody, childbearing age, who's married at least. You don't fast. No fasting. You're not allowed to fast. It's save lives. So like, these are minor fasts. For women of childbearing age, you don't relate. You don't care. Or, some people, some rabbis said at least, if she's expecting or maybe expecting, you don't care. Even the more major, not Yom Kippur. Even Tisha B'av is a question. She's expecting a certain months. Again, they don't, just because of these ladies who were just so strong and committed that they just fasted and was like, you're malnourished. You know, you can't do this to your child.
Right.
She's like, I can't not fast. So it was the opposite. You're not allowed to fast. Oh, well. Okay, don't fast. That was what happens. That's how it works. So that became the custom here. That's why you don't say a Yom Tov. You have seven. There's seven aspects.
And of course, historically, there were enough sieges of Jerusalem that women were zoptic anyway. They couldn't.
How they had food.
Does that include girls that aren't married?
Huh?
Does it include girls that aren't married?
Some did, usually the chayre not. What could be the problem? if anyone's dangerously ill, again, some were permitting it, they did let, most it's not. Mostly they don't. It's very hard to, it's harder to justify. Like, why? What's the problem? If she's dangerously ill, she's not on a fast like anybody else. What's the difference? She knows that the problem was she knew she survived the fast. But her baby might not. And it might not be so evident. But she wasn't making 9 months. She wasn't making it. It was born up premature. It was dangerous for the child. And she couldn't hear that. These women, they were not hearing it. They want to fast. I want to have them married fasting. I don't care. So they're like, sorry, no more. No. This is not worth one life. No. And that's what's going to happen. So until this day, the people are very committed. So you got to be, that was the custom.
So the girls, young girls that aren't married.
Huh?
Girls that aren't married.
Yeah.
They fast or not?
They do.
They do. It's just married women or girls that are married.
So the Chemisiyamim explains that this is like the seven, this main, as it were, seven blessings. It's also the seven blessings of Shabbos. Seven blessings specifically. So this corresponds to the seven Neiros. The Rebbe explained that the seven nerus are the seven orifices in the head, right? The mouth, the eyes, the nostrils, and the ears. chesed. So we're supposed to, Shabbos is supposed to completely change us. We're supposed to name Sheva. We're bringing down this light. Whatever the light is, he brings shame in his thing, this name, that name, whatever it is. You're supposed to sanctify your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth. And those mean your Shabbat. That's what's supposed to happen on Shabbos. That's the...
His speech, his mouth, is speaking more to the Torah, right?
Yeah. Yes. Today is speech. That's why it is laning. That's why we read the Torah. Tomorrow is thought. Oy. Great. Excellent. So I guess we'll stop here. Maybe we'll do...